While we're talking about people getting outraged about things, have you heard about the criticism being levelled at Australia's favourite blue heeler, Bluey? Well, the ABC's beloved kids' cartoon shoot about a family of pups living in the Brisbane burbs is copying it from within the national broadcaster for not being diverse enough. Journalist Beverly Wang, who obviously hasn't got anything better to do, has penned a tribute to Bluey, hitting out at the show for its lack of representation. Now, I wanted to bring this up today because I know Ray is a huge fan of Bluey, so too his executive producer John Redman and his son Lockie. Miss Wang writes, "My question is this: can Bluey be more representative? As a parent of colour, I am always conscious of the presence or absence of diverse representation in kids' pop culture, what it means for children, and the conversations we have around that. We live in a world where the majority of main characters on children's television are white, where there are more animals than people of colour, protagonists populating the pages of children's books. Now, look, I don't mean to be rude to Beverly Wang, but it's a blue dog. It's a cartoon. As I said with Chris this morning, what's next? Ms. Wang, are you going to be unhappy at the fact there aren't any German shepherds or French bulldogs? Does that make Bluey racist? I actually did some research on Bluey, and the ABC journalist probably should have done the same thing, because, you see, Bluey's border collie mate in the show, Mackenzie, is from New Zealand. These stories make me angry. I mean, I think I'm beyond the point where I get angry about it. I just shake my head. Why can't we just let kids be kids? We've instead got journalists writing opinion pieces on diversity in cartoons, for goodness sake. When I was a young kid, I just wanted to kick the footy, play with my Matchbox cars, and yes, I loved building things with Lego. From memory, they're all yellow bricks, though, so does that mean it's not diverse enough for Lego? The world's gone mad, and guess what? You are paying for these employees at the ABC who spruik this rubbish. Instead of criticising Bluey, how about we celebrate its success because it's made here in Australia?